Welcome back, everyone. Jack, welcome back.
Welcome back, boys and girls. It is draft week.
It is everyone's draft week. Thursday is the first round. Friday, we got rounds two and three. Saturday, 4 through 7. Beautiful week. Schedule comes out next week, even though we know the teams, but the official schedule comes out next week. So we're going to give you what we think the Giants should do, and we'll give a mock draft of part of the first round. But before we do that, the Knicks, I just want to say, because I'm a huge Knicks fan, 9-game winning streak. They play the Suns tonight, who have the second best record in the league.
The Suns? I don't pay attention to the NBA. Do they really?
They got Booker, Chris Paul, DeAndre Ayton. They have like a dirty team. They're good. I mean, they'll probably lose to like the Lakers or Clippers, but it's a tough game for the Knicks. So pray for the Knicks tonight. Baseball, not much going on yet, so we'll wait to talk about that. But all right, let's get into it. What do you think New York Football Giants should do with the pick?
Giants have a lot of options at the 11th spot because we said before that picks one through five are pretty much a lock. Maybe one through six. You could say through six are pretty much a lock. So Giants have an opportunity to go for a receiver, probably either Smith or Waddle. And then you could go O-line if Slater is still there. Slater and Sewell are the two best O-line, and Sewell's probably going to be off the board. Slater could be there. If he's there, I think they should take him. Or they could go defense. Kwity Paye, Micah Parsons, anyone like that, Greg Rousseau, Jalen Phillips. There's a lot of options for the Giants here. They can go three different ways here. And I don't think either way is bad. I would be happy, unless it drafts some like nobody like they did last year with Andrew Thomas. What a waste.
That was, I want to talk about that pick real quick because I wanted Tristan Wirfs or Frederick Wills. And Wills was okay for Cleveland, but Wirfs was like insane for the Bucs. And I was watching the draft with my brothers. One of them's like, oh, don't worry. Like Andrew Thomas, some people had him going like as the first lineman. Some people had him going as like the third. Like everyone had it different. I'm like, no.
Never heard his name once.
Yeah. I didn't see anyone mock him to the Giants. They picked him way too high. Maybe he'll be good. Like you can't rule it out yet. I mean, he had some good games, but overall he wasn't that good, but. Moving on from that, they've picked offense the last 3 years. They went Saquon, great pick. Daniel Jones, not so great pick. And then Andrew Thomas, the jury's kind of still out. And like we talked about last time, their whole offseason was get everything for Daniel Jones, upgrade the defense a little bit, but it was mostly focusing on the offense. Yeah. They got two wide receivers. They got another tight end. They brought back Soldier for the offensive line. And the offensive line still stinks. So.
Listen, Soldier was a good pickup, though. We said that last time. I don't think that was a bad signing. I think that gives good veteran depth. Plus, he's a solid offensive lineman to begin with, anyway.
I think they should play him at guard, personally.
I agree.
I think his days at tackle are over, so that, like, opens them up in the draft. But
I agree.
Like you said, they could go wide receiver, so it's either – and I'm gonna say all the negatives on the guys that they're projected to pick, just because like all the guys they can pick like have a lot of potential, but there also is like a lot of red flags at that 11 spot.
Yeah.
So Jalen Waddle, his ankle, didn't play like all last year. He's still great, but his ankle,
injury prone.
He's injury prone. Devonta Smith weighs almost as much as I do. I'm kidding, but he's 167 pounds, so he's
He's a twig at what is he, 6'3"?
Something like that. 6'2".
He's like 6'3" and like 160 pounds. That's scary, honestly. It's not really that healthy, but
and for football, that's just not healthy. That's like a basketball player frame. Like, And again, he won the Heisman, which is crazy. He was the best, probably the best player in college football last year. But it's, college is just so different. Like, the guys are just smaller. Like, everyone's,
yeah,
like,
it really is.
everyone in the NFL is fast. Like,
and that's why you think, like, the Heisman winner would be going top five. But, like, because of his size compared to other wide receivers and defensive backs in the league, he can go anywhere from 6 to 15. If we're going to be honest, he really could.
Yeah. No, he could. It depends. It depends, like, how early wide receivers go. And that's what we'll do for our mock draft. We'll talk about kind of what we think's going to happen. But, yeah, it depends. If wide receivers start going off the board, like, the Giants are going to end up picking a pass rusher. But just talking about some of the other guys, like you said, Micah Parsons, he opted out, didn't play last year. He probably didn't need to for his draft stock, but, you know, that's a red flag. Some of the pass rushers, like Pay from Michigan, Phillips, and Rousseau, they've been, like, they don't get big sack numbers and things like that.
That's what the and Giants then, need, too. They need someone on the edge to get sacks. Because, like, Lawrence and Williams on the interior 100% can get a sack, bust through the O-line with ease and get a sack. That's what Marcus Golden was 2 years ago. Yeah, now 2 years
sacks.
Ago.
Getting yeah,
sacks on the
sacks.
Edge. That's what we had with JPP. That's what we had with Strahan. We've always had – and OCU Manure, we always had that edge lineman that could just – that had speed, strength, combination of pretty much everything and could get a sack. But that's what the Giants are lacking, and I think – I don't know. I don't really see them going with Parsons. Maybe if Pay's there, maybe. I don't really see them going for interior, though. Definitely
– Yeah, I don't think they'd go interior that early. Like, they did lose Dalvin Tomlinson, so they're gonna have to draft one or sign someone at some point. And I know they kind of
definitely
brought a few guys in and whatever, but I agree. I mean, having a guy off the edge, which some people might not realize, like, they come around the sides, they make the quarterback step up, and when he steps up, the big boys like Dexter Lawrence and Leonard Williams are there to just crash in the middle and end up getting the sack. So while the edge guy might not get the sack, like, they're creating that pressure that, you know, the quarterback's got to move around. He might make a bad throw. Someone else might get him. So, yeah, that's, like, it's important. And I think it's a position they could draft. I wouldn't be upset if they did. But a lot of the guys in the draft don't have big sack numbers. Mm-hmm. Like, Chase Young last year, usually there's that one guy, one of the Bosas, Chase Young. JJ Watt, kind of when he was coming out, like, they had big sack numbers, but not a lot of guys have that this year. So I'm not too big on picking one of them early, but you never know.
I think that's what also makes first thing you think of when you think of the Giants defense is what?
Pass rush.
Is the line. It's always been there. The 2007 Super Bowl, that line was unstoppable. 2011, that line was unstoppable. 2016, that line was still really good. Every year the Giants have had a winning season, their defensive line has been top 10, probably top 7 in the league. Because
going back to the 80s and 90s too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They do exactly what you said. Edge rushers come in, big interior linemen are there for a sack, or edge rushers get there for the sack. But that's literally why the Giants won those two Super Bowls, why they were so good in 2016. Their offense was also very good, but still their defense was top, whatever. Their defense last year, still top 10, but they, again, lacked that edge rusher.
Jack is preaching today, everyone. All right, I'll just wrap up with some of the other guys that they might talk about drafting. So Penei Sewell and Slater, two best offensive tackles in this draft. I'd be happy with the Giants drafting either one. But again, they both opted out last year. They didn't play. Mm-hmm. Not playing football for a year is tough. I believe in their talent. Like, I believe they'll be good. Like, maybe not right away, their rookie year, but I believe they'll both be good. And the other position that people are saying, which I don't really understand, and maybe you can kind of give your opinion on this, there's the Giants signed Adoree Jackson to a big contract. They had Darnay Holmes to play slot cornerback. They had James Bradbury to play cornerback. And there's some other guys on their roster that are safety defensive back that could play that position. A lot of people are saying the Giants are going to pick either J.C. Horn or Patrick Surtain if they're there, which are the two top cornerbacks in the draft. I don't really feel like that's something they should do in round one.
No, not definitely not round one. I think Surtain's going to get picked by the Cowboys at 10. That's been one of the most, besides the top three, Lawrence, Wilson, and Lance or Jones. Patrick Surtain going to the Cowboys has been like the most consistent mock I've seen. J.C. Horn is very, very good out of South Carolina. He dominated on that defense. I wouldn't be too mad if they picked Horn at 11. I wouldn't be angry at all, but I don't think that's their best option at all, like whatsoever. I think their best option would probably go defense.
Yeah, I think people are underestimating. I wouldn't say we're one of the best secondaries in the league. I you know, they have to prove it first, but I think we have a lot of talent back there, and I think that, you know, you have other guys that can play cornerback that are, you know, listed as safeties and things like that, and yeah, all the mixing around that Patrick Bryant does.
Ryan could fill in there. Peppers could fill in there. 100%. I don't think
corners are going to go. Like I said, you have, unless someone gets hurt, you have Jackson, Bradbury, and Holmes. Like, most teams only put out three receivers each play. Like, you're not putting four or five cornerbacks on the field. And I get depth is great, but you don't draft a guy in the first round just to have depth, unless you're like the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, unless you're the Chiefs and you have everything figured out.
Chiefs or the Bucks or the Packers, something like that.
And we're not in that position. If you want to draft a cornerback in round three or four, I agree. But, you know, I just don't think it's the smart play. Now, I saw someone said, like, oh, if the Giants don't get a good pass rusher, they just make their secondary, like, lockdown, and no one will score on them, even without the pass rush. But again, like, I feel like we're kind of already at that level, that Horn isn't going to make us significantly better.
I agree.
And that, like, a linebacker or pass rusher could, especially if Leonard Williams plays like he did.
I think what you said there, obviously, like, you have to run the ball and you have to pass the ball. But having a lockdown secondary is not going to make you unstoppable on defense. If you have a crappy defensive line, you're going to figure out that, ooh, we should run the ball against the Giants because their D-line is horrible.
Yeah.
And so I think you built the secondary. The secondary on paper is easily top 10. Linebackers, Blake Martinez, in my opinion, the best linebacker in the league, but we'll leave that up for discussion. Definitely the most underrated.
He's very underrated. I'll give you that. I wouldn't call him the best.
I don't know, man. A lot of tackles, 154
best,
tackles.
Best at tackling.
Best tackle. Okay, I'll give you that. Best tackling
best at
linebacker.
Tackling. Best all around.
But I think defensive
Blake,
line.
I think Blake's top five, seven, like, you know, because there's also like some of the linebackers are pass rushers, like a Von Miller is like an outside linebacker. And Blake's at that middle linebacker. That's like a pure linebacker, like not really a pass rusher, even though he can get sacks. But anyway.
I think that's a lot like if they were to draft Micah Parsons, I think him and Martinez back there, I think Parsons, if he needed to, he could slip in on the line just because like he's kind of a big guy. He looks like a defensive lineman. I think he could slip in on the line. But those two at linebacker would be scary. That'd be a very, 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 very scary linebacker core with a good secondary and a defensive line that's, I would say, probably halfway there in terms of.
I think that duo of Parsons and Martinez, if they drafted Parsons, they'd be, I'd have to think of the other duos before, but they'd definitely be like top five, at least on paper. I mean, Levante David, it reminds me of Levante David and Devin White.
Yeah, those two are unstoppable.
Or like, you know, I know they didn't pan out this year, but kind of, I guess, their rookie year, Leighton Van Der Esch and Jalen Smith, both that last year, not 2020, but 2019, they both had like Pro Bowl years, and they were both very good. Like, that reminds me of what that combination was like.
Yeah, I think that's obviously for the Cowboys, that's the strongest part of their defense. But yeah, Micah and Martinez would be very solid back there.
Yeah. And again, there's other guys that have been mocked. Some people say the Giants should trade back, so should trade up for Penei Sewell. But what do you think, like, if everyone, anyone you want is available there, like Smith, Waddle, all the pass rushers, whatever, who would you take? Like, what's your pick?
Are we assuming that Lawrence, Wilson, and Pitts and Lance are off the board?
Yes. And maybe Mac Jones, too, because
Lance or Mac Jones. Yeah.
I would say what I think they're going to do is the two positions I want to pick if they stay at 11 and don't trade anywhere. I think you either go wide receiver or lineman, because I think that you don't. And again, there's question marks at both those positions with the guys I want.
Yeah.
But again, Kenny Galladay's coming off kind of a bad injury. Slayton had a down year. Shepard's steady. You know Shepard's steady. Yeah. But they might want to cut Shepard next year because, like, you know, money and things like that if they're cap strapped. So I think if Smith and Waddle are both there, I personally would take Smith. But it's tough because he's very skinny. If Smith, Waddle, and Slater were all there, I would take Slater because I think offensive line is their weakest link that they need to upgrade.
I would agree. I would say Slater. Slater's a tackle, right? Because that would be good. I think he plays right tackle.
He plays right tackle,
which is even better.
I don't know if he could play left. Maybe you could put Andrew Thomas at right tackle. I don't know. Either way, you have two tackles.
The Giants also have a horrible habit of drafting right tackles and then putting them at left tackle, and they suck. So I think Slater would be very good.
The problem when they drafted Andrew Thomas is that he played both in college. So I think his freshman year, he played right tackle. Maybe 2 years he played right tackle, but then the other years he played left tackle. And that's easier playing left tackle in college than it is in the NFL.
Yeah.
Because the pass rushers in college, just they're okay. There's sometimes you go against like really great prospects, but most of the time they're not that good. So I don't know. It's tough.
Especially as a left tackle in the NFL, that's where your best pass rusher is. He's on the left side of the line. So like
unless you're playing against a lefty quarterback, which is very rare. Maybe
which has not happened in forever.
Yeah.
Besides Michael Vick and Tim Tebow, the only two I can think of recently. So like you're going up against guys like Watt, the Bosa twins, JJ and TJ Watt.
Miles Garrett,
Khalil Mack, yeah. Those big pass rushers that are just so, like, they're just so good.
The Giants play Chase Young twice a year. Like,
yeah, and now
I think they did okay against him. He might have had one sack or something, but I think they did okay. Andrew Thomas did okay against him, but they got to figure something out. Like, Andrew Thomas has to get a lot better. I don't know. Maybe Matt Pert starts. I don't know what they'll do, but the teams that you can get Kenny Galladay and Kyle Rudolph and all this, it's not going to matter
if your line stinks.
Like,
not to mention that you have Saquon Barkley in your backfield. You need an offensive line to let him run through. Not that he can't, but like,
yeah. All right, so we'll talk about the Giants a little more, but we'll do our mock draft first, and then when we get to pick 11, we'll kind of see like how it shakes out. So we'll go back and forth. So you can do the number one pick first, then I'll give mine, and we'll do it that way. So Jacksonville is on the clock. Who are you taking?
Trevor Lawrence, not even a question.
All right, so Trevor 1. I'm guessing you're going Zach Wilson 2.
Wilson at 2.
All right, so the draft starts at pick 3.
Pretty much. So
49ers are on the clock. Who do you think they take?
I'm going to go out of left field. I say they take Lance.
Okay, I actually agree with you. I think they'll take Trey Lance.
I don't think they're going to take Trey Lance.
So the 49ers originally had pick, what did they have, 12? So they had 12, and
they traded to...
This is like a weird trade.
They traded with Miami. No, not
Miami. Miami had 3. Miami had the 3rd pick in the draft from Houston, because that was like a trade that happened last year.
And they traded with Miami, and then Miami traded with Philly.
Yeah, so the 49ers traded with Miami. They got the third pick. Miami got the 12th pick in the draft. And then Miami said, we want to trade up again. So they took the sixth pick from the Eagles, and the Eagles got the 12th pick.
Yeah,
so that's a little confusing, but
three NFC East teams in a row there at 10, 11, 12.
Giants and then Eagles. So I agree, Trey Lance, because I just think – I think they want whatever quarterback they choose to sit for a year. And I think a lot of people are down on Justin Fields, which I don't get why, but I just don't think they're going to take him.
I think the Niners are drafting either Lance or Jones because they're not ready to give up on Jimmy G yet. They think Jimmy G is still young enough and good enough that he can be their quarterback for a while. And I think Fields is more of like a jump in, like play now kind of guy. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I get that. I kind of felt like, I mean, again, everyone has a different opinion on it. Like, you can look at all the mock drafts you want. Like, I kind of thought Mac Jones was the guy that you'd be like, all right, he's going to start day one. Just because of, like, the offense he played in and stuff like that. And I feel like he's – I guess he's the oldest, right? He's probably the only one that's, like, a senior. I kind of felt Justin Fields and was, like, a little ready if you wanted him to start. But then definitely Trey Lance, they would be the guy you have to sit for a year.
Yeah.
Like a Patrick Mahomes or something. But I think he has the most potential, like, the most upside. So I think the 49ers will go Lance. All right, so then we go fourth pick, Atlanta.
Kyle Pitts.
I don't know if they're going to go quarterback. Again, like we just said with the 49ers, are they going to let him sit for a year behind Matt Ryan and then trade Matt Ryan, or are they just going to go Kyle Pitts and pick a quarterback next year?
I don't know. I don't think Kyle Pitts is more of a wide receiver than a tight end, and he's listed as a tight end.
He's just like a really big tight end.
He's just a machine, man. That guy's got so hands like glue.
Can he block? Is he a good blocker?
I think he's more like – he's a lot like Evan Ingram in his build. He's kind of like a leaner tight end, more of a receiving tight end.
Yeah, no, I figured that. But
so
maybe he could be like a Kelsey or a Kittle if he can like – probably even better because I'm sure has more athleticism than those guys. But if
he's super athletic.
If he could even block a little bit, like, yeah. I mean, he'll get better blocking too. Like, even Evan Ingram's gotten, like, a little better at blocking. Most guys do. But, like, again, if he can't block right now, like, I don't think he'll go fourth. I'll say that Atlanta takes Kyle Pitts too. Yeah. I'd agree with that. Because I just think it's – but, again, and this is why I'm, like, back and forth, they don't know how high they'll be in the draft next year. Like, you don't know if you'll be this high again. But if they don't like, I don't think after those three go that they'll like any of them.
That's the problem with like the top like seven teams. They're all thinking like this quarterback class is insane.
And you don't know where you'll be next
year.
And
you don't know
if you can win six games and have a bad draft pick.
And from what I've heard, the quarterbacks that are going to be that come out next year are not anywhere near the caliber that this class is.
I don't think there's going to even be a guy that's like going to go number one overall. I mean, again, someone could have a great year like Joe Burrow did, have like one great year, but I don't think there's anyone like that. All right, then we go. So five is Cincinnati. So they got Joe Burrow. They're not going to go quarterback.
Yeah, no.
Who do you think they take?
I think they take Sewell to protect Joe Burrow. I've heard Chase goes to five. I don't think you could do any wrong there. Like you have AJ Green, you have Tyler Boyd, and I think that
AJ Green went to the Cardinals.
Oh, that's right. They got traded.
But they have T Higgins and Tyler Boyd.
So maybe they take Chase, but I think they go Sewell to protect Joe Burrow.
I agree. I think they go Sewell. I think Joe Burrow wants Ja'Marr Chase. They're, you know, we're together at LSU and they had an insane year. I think he'll be a little upset, but he'll be okay with it because it's like protecting them. Mm-hmm. I think if Atlanta goes quarterback, I think the Bengals will take Kyle Pitts. But if Atlanta goes somewhere else and, you know, if they take Kyle Pitts or something else, then yeah, the Bengals will take Penei Sewell. All right, six with Miami. from
Jamar
after the
Chase.
Eagles. I go Jamar Chase too. I think they signed Will Fuller. They got Devontae Parker there. They'll just complete the trio, and that'll be a good pick.
Yeah.
All right, so then we got Detroit at 7.
I think they go Smith here to replace Galladay.
Ooh, I'm going to go Micah Parsons.
Yeah, because their defense also sucks.
Yeah, I mean, they need everything. Do they have any good players right now? Like,
I honestly think, well, they have TJ Hockenson.
TJ Hockenson, DeAndre like Swift is okay. I think their center, Frank Ragnow, is like really good. I think they have an okay offensive line.
Goff's an okay quarterback, but you got to give him someone to throw to. So
they'll win like 5 games. Like, I don't know if they signed anyone, but they'll win like 5 games.
I think they'll take Smith to replace Galladay and give them a solid option at receiver besides Hockenson, because I can't think of one wide receiver on that team.
Mm-hmm. All right, so I said Parsons, you said Smith. Then we got 8 is the Panthers. This is like an interesting injury. This is where the draft gets a little interesting. I mean, it's the whole first round, like after pick 3, is kind of intriguing, but some people are saying the Panthers, even though they got Sam Darnold, might take a quarterback.
I was thinking the same thing up until they traded for Sam Darnold, that they were going to pick Justin Fields, but now I don't think they will, because they still have Bridgewater on the roster. So it's between Bridgewater and Darnold. I don't think throwing Justin Fields in there is going to give them any sort of
– or Mac Jones. Like, I don't think either one.
I don't think they go quarterback here. I have them taking Slater.
Slater. Okay. I'm going to look what players would still be available for them. I don't think they'll go linebacker that early, because the next guy is from Notre Dame.
Maybe Waddle.
Pass rush is too early.
I think they take Slater.
I'm going to say Slater too. I was going to say Waddle, because they did lose Curtis Samuel, but I think that they just extended DJ Moore and they have Robbie Anderson.
Yeah.
And you got McCaffrey coming back, even though he's not a wide receiver, but he's so big in the pass game that I think they'll
They could also go defense here too, because their defense is not good either. But
the problem with that is, I think if Micah Parsons is there, like I had him going to Detroit, I think they would maybe pick him. But I don't think there's any other defensive player that's going to be like a top 10 pick. Like, none of them are that. They're all like mid first round guys. Okay, so 9 is Denver.
Hear me out. Denver takes Fields.
Denver takes Fields. Okay.
Drew Lock sucks. He is horrible.
Drew Lock's really bad. Drew Lock was. I thought he was going to be good last year after they got him Judy and they had Cortland Sutton, and you know they had a great team. Noah Fant, but yeah,
he sucks. He's so bad.
The one thing I will say is that Cortland Sutton didn't play the whole year. I hate Drew. I don't hate Drew Lock, but he's bad. All right, but
yeah,
he didn't
bad.
Have Cortland Sutton. Like, I don't know. You could say all of that, but I agree. I think they go quarterback. I'm gonna say they take Mac Jones, just because I feel like you kind of need that build to play in Denver.
Yeah,
high altitude. So I'm gonna go Mac Jones there.
Okay.
All right.
I can see Fields and Jones being interchangeable at 9 for the Broncos and 15 with the Patriots.
I don't think the Broncos would take Fields. I don't know, but I think if Trey Lance is there, they'll take Trey Lance. I think is the guy Denver wants.
Yeah.
I think they would take Mac Jones. It depends what the 49ers do, because Kyle Shanahan likes Mac Jones, but everyone else likes Trey Lance. So we'll see.
Draft
who
day
wins
trade.
Out there. Draft day trade. So Dallas
Very
at
possible.
10.
Patrick Surtain.
Patrick Surtain.
They need that. As much as I don't want them to, but they need a corner.
So I either think.
I fucking hate, excuse my language, I hate the Cowboys.
I hate them
the
so
damn
much.
Cowboys.
I think they might trade that pick. I think that either Carolina or the Cowboys will trade back if there's like still quarterbacks available, like Fields or Mac Jones, and maybe New England will trade up or Chicago.
Mm.
But yeah, I think that I don't think the Cowboys will get an offer they like, and they'll take Patrick Surtain. And then Giants at 11, so Slater and Sewell would be off the board.
I
For
haven't taken
you,
Parsons.
Devonta Smith would be off the board. So who'd you take?
I haven't taken Parsons.
Okay, and Parsons is gone for me. See, I'll have them taking Devonta Smith.
We switched seven and 11 Giants and Lions
But
to two.
I just think that I don't know about Detroit taking him because like I feel like Parsons is more valuable for them in a sense, just because he can, you know, their defense is so bad and the Giants defense isn't that bad. And
Yeah.
like they need Parsons more than we would. And we probably need Smith
That's
right
true.
now because we're closer to being a decent team or a playoff team than Detroit. And I feel like taking a wide receiver is kind of like you do that when you feel like you're close. Okay, and then Philly. So, who would Philly take? Then I'll have Philly taking Jalen Waddle.
Haven't taken J.C. Horn.
J.C. Horn. Okay. That
Him
would be a good
and
combo,
Darius
Darius Slay.
Slay would be
That
a
would be a
good
good
combo.
combo.
I hate the Eagles so much too. I hate the Eagles, but I think they need J.C. Horn.
They do. Okay, and then Los Angeles. So I have New England trading up from 15 to 13. They'd probably give up like maybe like a third round pick or a fourth round pick and taking Justin Fields. If he's still there.
I haven't taken. I did my mock draft with no
No
trades in
trades.
mind.
I'm doing this on the fly. Like I didn't make one before, but I think
Oh,
that's what's gonna happen. This
then
is a live mock draft by me.
you're better than me, then. You're a better man.
No, I was gonna
I
write it
haven't taken
down, but
Waddle.
the okay. That is a good pick for them. Like if
It's
they
a
can get
great pick for
Jalen
them.
Waddle, if they can get
100%.
Jalen Waddle and Keenan Allen, who was great for my fantasy team last year, oh my God, their
Yeah.
offense
Listen,
looked.
that offense
They
is.
did lose Hunter Henry though.
Yeah, that's big.
To New England. To New
That
England.
offense is not bad. Like, when you
It was
look at
good
it,
last year. Yeah.
Herbert, Offensive Rookie of the Year, had a phenomenal year. Keenan Allen, top 10 wide receiver in the league, not even a question. Mike
Yeah.
Williams, he's a solid two, but I think that if they get Waddle, he'll be the two. And then you have Austin Eckler in the backfield, who's another solid top 15 running back. Top 20, maybe. I think they go Waddle here.
Yeah. I think that it depends. Like, I have New England trading up, but New England could easily stay at 15 and just hope Justin Fields falls, but then another team might trade up, you know? And if he falls that far, that's kind of crazy. Like maybe New England will try to trade up with the Cowboys or something, like I said before, but that's what I have them doing. And then Minnesota's at 14.
I haven't taken Quiddy Pay.
Kwity Paye. Okay, who do I think they'll take? I think that they will go. They could go a lot of different positions too, because their defense is kind of.
Their
I just
defense fell off, yeah.
They already, I was going to say Baymore, but they already signed Dalvin Tomlinson, so I won't say that. I think their offensive line, they wouldn't do. I think they're going to go Jalen Phillips. I think he's going to be the first pass rusher off the board over Kwity Paye.
That's a good pick. I
So then
wouldn't.
I,
I
yeah,
agree with
that
that,
would,
honestly. That's a good pick.
because I think his pro day, he had like a sick pro day and like he kind of tore it up. So
I could
we'll do
also
our.
see. I could see the Vikings trading up with either the Eagles or the Cowboys, maybe. Because, like, their secondary also sucks. It's not good.
Well, they signed Patrick Peterson,
Yeah. Then you
and
have, what's his name?
they still have Harrison Smith, who's a safety. But I don't think they have another
Who's
good
the
cornerback.
cornerback? Trey Wayne.
Trey Wayne's pretty good, I think. I think they thought he'd be better, but they
Yeah.
got rid of Anthony Harris, who was their other safety. He's on the Eagles now.
So I think I could see the Vikings trading up to get
J.C. Horn
Surtain or yeah
Surtain.
or Surtain or J.C. Horn. One of those two. I could see that. But I think they'd probably go with Pay or Phillips. I like that pick too.
Okay, so that's pick 14. So 15, you'd have Los Angeles, and I would have New England. So the picks would basically just swap there. So we'll do through pick 20 because that's Chicago and that they're kind of a team that needs a quarterback. So 16 for Arizona. I think they kind of need probably another like interior presence to go with JJ Watt and Chandler Jones. So I go Baymore from Alabama. He's like the best in the draft.
Yeah, he's the best interior guy for sure.
Is that who you'd have them taking?
Yeah, I don't have any dispute with that. I think that's what they need. Because, like, the edge rush is freaking so good.
Yeah, yeah. So then I'd have the Raiders taking Quiddy Pay.
Okay.
To go with Max Crosby. That would be a good pick for them, I think.
Yeah. I think the Raiders need a defense so bad.
They do. They could pick, like, any position there.
I don't even know who's left on the board. Maybe like, oh my god, I'm trying to think.
I mean,
Rousseau. That's probably Rousseau. Because after they got rid of Mac, they don't have an edge rusher. So maybe Rousseau. Maybe they
Plus, the Raiders always reach for guys. I feel like Rousseau, kind of his stock was down. I feel like the Raiders would be like, ooh, he's our type of guy. Like,
yeah,
you know, they did that with Farrell. Clinton Farrell from Clemson. They picked him like really early, I think fourth, when other guys were still there. And they picked like Henry Ruggs really early. So they could do that. 18, Miami. I think Miami's going to go pass rush. And I say they're going to take Azeez Ojulari from Georgia. I got that name right, I think, hopefully. But some people said the Giants might take him. He's like a dark horse. Giants should not do that.
God, enough with the dark horse crap. It hasn't worked.
He's the second ranked outside linebacker, which I guess is like different than Micah Parsons plays inside linebacker. So
yeah,
I don't know, different positions.
I don't know. I guess enough with the dark horse shit, though.
Yeah,
it's enough. Doesn't work.
Who do you think Miami will take?
I think that's probably a good pick. Maybe.
I mean, do you think they'll go a different position? You could just say positions, too, that you think they'll go because, like, the defense is there.
I don't really think so. I mean, their offense is pretty set. I don't think they go offense after they pick Chase.
And their secondary is pretty good. I know
their secondary is Xavier
Howard. They probably need some linebackers, some pass rushers. I don't think they had a great pass rush last year.
I agree. Probably pass rush, edge.
Depends who's there because all these pass rushers could go in any order. All right, then we got Washington football team, and I don't really know who they'd go.
I don't know.
They don't – wide receiver, maybe they would go Terrence Marshall.
I could see
–
bear with me. I could see Washington trading up
– for a quarterback?
No, for a for a quarterback, actually, yeah. I don't think they want to start Fitzpatrick. Alex Smith retired, and they have Taylor Heineke. So maybe a quarterback. Maybe they trade up for Jones. Or maybe Fields. I wouldn't like them to trade for Fields, though. I think they trade up for a wide receiver.
You think they trade I think that's what they need because they do have Terry McLaurin and Samuel, but they're both like kind of the same.
They're the same, they are the same player pretty much.
I think they might trade back or stay where they are, and I'm going to say they take Terrence Marshall just because he's like a big guy, LSU guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's good for them because their defense is pretty set. Like they're not going to take a pass rusher. Maybe they'll take a linebacker. They would maybe take one, but I think I'm going to say Terrence Marshall. And then finally, we'll do Chicago. And I say Chicago takes Kyle Trask.
Yeah, I agree.
Because they need a quarterback bad. And Kyle Trask, I don't know. I mean, I feel like he'd be a second-round pick, but they're just desperate.
Yeah, they got Andy Dalton for whatever reason.
Yeah, so the rest
of the draft. He had a good year last year, no doubt.
He did. I mean, he was good for the Cowboys. But the Cowboys have a stacked offense, even though their offensive line was hurt. But they have so many weapons. Like
you also got to go against The
the worst
Packers.
division in football.
Defense wise, actually, yeah. So maybe he's not going to be that bad. But I still think I like Kyle Trask. I think you're right.
Yeah, I mean, I think they'll either try to trade up for someone or, you know, maybe the second round they take a guy instead, like Kellen Mond from A&M. But they'll at some point take a quarterback. Like Andy Dalton's only going to be there for a year. And the rest of the first round is basically, you know, just the playoff teams. I mean, Washington and Chicago were playoff teams, but not really. The rest of the first round, there's some talented guys out there, but that's basically the. What are you going to say?
The only other pick I can tell you is probably certain is Pittsburgh. They're going to take,
Najee.
no, not, oh, I forgot about Najee. I was going to say
Najee.
Travis.
They might. I mean,
Travis,
because I'm.
what, how do you say his name? Etienne?
Etienne. It's like weird.
Etienne. Etienne. Yeah, I think they take him.
Yeah.
I forgot about
So
Najee, though. Ooh.
they have 24. I'm thinking the Jets with the 23rd pick will take Najee Harris.
That's,
And
yeah.
then the Steelers might take Etienne like right after because they got rid of James Conner.
Yeah.
It's
That's what, oh
interesting.
yeah, 'cause they got rid of Connor. I
Yeah, he
totally
went to
forgot about
Arizona.
Najee Harris.
Najee, man, he could have left last year. He stayed and you know, he's the best running back in the draft.
Yeah, he freaking balled out this year, man. He is
Yeah, so
insane. He's a lot like Saquon, if we're gonna be honest. Big
yeah, but he's
legs.
not as talented as Saquon.
I'm saying, I mean, he's like, he plays like Saquon, not obviously
He
not as
does.
talented.
He
He plays like
does.
big legs, big strong legs, lots of agility, but can also be a power running back. Yeah, I think he's a lot like Saquon.
Like he's like, yeah, he's like a mini version of Saquon, but
Yeah.
Saquon is just like his Saquon at Penn State was like crazy. Like he was so good, one of the best running back prospects ever.
Yeah.
He got picked second overall,
As a running back, which is
even
like,
if it was a little bit of a reach, he was gonna go top five no matter what. Like,
yeah.
but that's our mock draft because basically the rest of the first round by that point it gets really unpredictable and. Those teams could go like they're pretty set for the most part. That's why they made the playoffs, so they could go like
I
any
would
position
think,
they want.
yeah. I would think maybe the Packers.
Wide
I don't know how
receiver,
confident.
finally.
No, I don't think. I don't know how confident they are at AJ Dillon.
Well, they re-signed
No, they
Aaron
re-signed
Jones.
Aaron Jones. I'm sorry. Yeah, I keep
If
forgetting Aaron Jones did.
they
Never
didn't,
mind.
maybe they would.
Yeah.
If they didn't re-sign Aaron Jones, maybe they would. But
Yeah.
no, they can't. That's
I'm
that
totally
tells you
forgetting.
they weren't confident in Aaron Dillon because they re-signed him. But
Yeah.
maybe Trey Sermon from Ohio State would be. He had a really good
Maybe.
end of the year, but he would be like the type of guy they need, like a power guy. So yeah, some of the guys on the board are still pretty talented, and they might go even earlier than we said. But we were just doing it kind of on need. And I'm hoping there's like three or four trades. Like I love when trades happen. It just shakes
Yeah,
up
trades
everything.
make everything interesting.
Yeah. And it's good for the Giants too. It's good for a lot of teams, but it's good for the Giants if there's trades into the top 10 because more quarterbacks go. If like five quarterbacks go in the top 10 or four quarterbacks, that's you know, we'll get
Imagine that
more
all
guys.
five quarterbacks, all these top five quarterbacks get taken in the top 10.
They
Anything
could.
options the Giants have
They could
at
because
11?
so one, two, and three are going to be quarterback, right? We know that. Like it just
Yeah.
the third pick could be Mac Jones, Fields, or Lance. It's probably gonna be Lance, but it could be Mac Jones. You know four are definitely going because Denver will probably take a quarterback or someone will trade with them. If someone trades with Carolina and with Denver for eight and nine, there's five quarterbacks right there.
Bingo. And
Or if
that's they and
Atlanta tra
there's Slater off the board. There's Slater and maybe Smith. Maybe depending on where he goes. But
The
like,
Cowboys could pick Slater if he's there because
yeah, they
their
kind of have to
offensive
though.
line was, I mean, they need defense badly, but if they're like, all right, we'll go Slater in round one and then the rest of the draft we'll go defense, they could do
Yeah.
that. Like teams have done that. And their guys were
Maybe.
hurt last year and everything, but it's interesting. Like it's a very the Giants have an interesting pick.
What I don't want to happen is the Cowboys take a freaking wide receiver. They take Waddle or Smith.
No, no shot. I think there's literally, I think that's the one position. I think they'd rather take a quarterback than take a wide receiver in this draft.
Yeah, probably.
Even though they re-signed Dak, I'm just, obviously they're not, but I no way. Like, there's, imagine that. Like, their team,
yeah.
They would have Jalen Waddle, CeeDee Lamb, Amari Cooper, Michael Gallup. That would even, you can't even play them all at the same time. I mean, yeah, you could, right. But there's no way.
Ready for this?
Okay.
Giants trade up to like up. 7.
Okay. For who?
Pick Justin Fields. Because if Jones does not pan out, no shot. He's out the door by this next year.
I think if you draft Justin Fields, you start Justin Fields. You just cut Daniel Jones. Like, you don't even – I don't – like
– Or maybe they take that. Jones.
I really wouldn't hate that because, again, like, you could say, like, new is always better. But, like, if you put Daniel Jones in this draft with these quarterbacks, he would probably go in, like, the second round.
Yeah, I was going to say second round. Easy.
Like – in his draft, there were no other good quarterbacks except Kyler Murray.
Yeah, pretty much. It was
basically just no. Justin Herbert wasn't in that draft. I'm trying to think what Dwayne Haskins was the other guy. He was better than Dwayne Haskins.
Oh yeah, and I was like rooting for the Giants to take Dwayne Haskins. Thank God they did.
I was all in on Dwayne, but
thank God they didn't.
Yeah, it just depends on the year. Like this year, there's 5 quarterbacks. I think like three or four of them could actually be good if they end up on the right team. Like the year Daniel Jones got drafted, it was literally just him and Kyler Murray.
Yeah.
And no one else. And even he, might not pan out.
Or they take Jones and have him sit behind Daniel. They take Mac Jones and have him sit behind Daniel Jones.
I think if you pick a quarterback there, like, I think you just start him. Like, yeah. Daniel Jones isn't, it's not like Daniel Jones is like Jimmy Garoppolo where he's like proven himself. Like, he what can he do to teach a rookie? You know, he's still learning.
That's like, true.
Like, it's, I don't know. That would be tough. You'd have to, like, trade Daniel Jones. You would trade Daniel Jones for, like, a third-round pick or whatever you could get for him. And then I guess you would start Mike Glennon for a few games, and then the guy would take over. Like, I don't know. I think I saw today that if Penei Sewell is there at 8, they could trade up with Carolina.
Yeah, I'd be fine with that.
Again, like
it depends on what they trade.
Every guy that could be there at 11 that has been like mocked to the Giants by different people, like they're all really good, but they all have a red flag. Like every single one of them has a red flag.
Yeah,
it's like crazy. I mean, I'll be happy with like pretty much anyone they get. Like I don't think they can really do wrong, but it's just like I said before, literally every one of them. Like there's something like they didn't play, wrong. They opted out. They're injured. They're small.
This is a weird year, though.
Yeah.
After coming out of COVID.
Yeah, the Giants are definitely going to pick a position that like we weren't expecting. Like they're going
They're going to pick a running back.
What I wouldn't hate is if they just were like Michael Parsons is off the board, and they're like, all right, we're going to pick a linebacker. Like I actually wouldn't hate that. Like I think it could help. Like not a pass rusher, just like a linebacker.
I wouldn't hate that.
If they trade back, they definitely might do that.
I don't want them to trade back.
Why not?
I think we're in a good spot at 11. I really do.
But if like the guy you want isn't there, plus like if you just trade back to let's say to 15, you could still get like one of the guys you want. Like they're already thinking about picking Kwity Paye, and like he might be there at 15.
Yeah, I don't know. I like
they could literally they're not going to trade back though. Like Dave Gettleman, I just think he doesn't like
trading back. I don't believe anything Dave Gettleman says, but he said he's open and has tried to trade back.
He said that in the past that like he's like had deals in place and
yeah,
but he's tried to trade back with other teams. I don't know. That's our mock draft, though. That's what we think the Giants are going to do. Jack thinks, like, Micah Parsons. I'm thinking like Devonta Smith. We both kind of want Slater, I think.
Yeah.
I mean, Penei Sewell is like the prize of what the Giants, that's like the best player the Giants could get. He will not be there. He will go top
five or six. Seven.
Yeah. Five or six. He's going to go early. And if he's there at eight, I don't think the Giants will trade up, even if he's there. Like, I just think they'll try and it won't work. And they're going to end up with whoever they get. But we'll see. Thursday at 8 o'clock. Excited.
Wait. Hold on. This is literally just popping my head right now. If they're going to trade up to, if Sewell is there at eight and they're going to trade up, you give Carolina the 11 and you give them.
You'd probably have to give
Darius
them
Slayton.
No, they wouldn't just do it for that, would they?
They need.
I think they would want like a draft pick. I don't know.
You give them 11 and you give them Darius Slayton. Give them a wide receiver.
Would they do that? Like, I would actually do that trade. Because, like, then you could just pick another. Like, Slayton's, like, I like Slayton. He's, like, a good Giant. Like, he's just, you know, he was steal in the fifth round. But you could just draft another wide receiver just like him. And again, you're getting them on a new rookie deal. Like, Slayton has to be re-signed in 2 years. Like, you're getting a new 4 years. That's interesting. So then they would get Sewell. Who would Carolina take? Who do you think they would take later? Whoever's there, like a cornerback, or
maybe they go defense.
That would be pretty crazy. Darius Slayton and
I have a wicked evil mind.
That's absurd. I can't. That won't happen.
Now I'm in your head. Now I got you all messed up.
Ladies and gentlemen, you got in my head a little bit.
Ooh, yeah.
On that one, but yeah, because I'm like, that could actually work. Like, if they want, I don't know. I feel like they'd want more, but, like, not really for three spots.
For three spots, you give them three spots back, and you give them their number two, maybe three wide receiver?
I mean, is there number three now? But, like, I'm trying to – so they have DJ Moore and Robbie Anderson.
If you put Slayton on there.
I don't know if they want him, though. Like, would they want him with Robbie Anderson there? They're, like, the same. They're, like, the same. I don't know.
Propose it, maybe.
Get him in. I don't think the Giants would trade. I don't think they would trade Slayton though for that. I think they would give up like a first and a fourth or a third.
I think, yeah, but that's a good trade. You like you said, if they have to re-sign him in 2 years and he wants to stay here and they want him.
No, I agree it's a good trade. Boom. I just don't think the Giants would do it. Like, I feel like they like Slayton. Like, especially Gettleman. Because Gettleman's like like he's like managing for his job right now, and he can't be trading one of his guys that like that's one of the few draft picks he's hit on, especially in a later round. Like, that's his, you know, like when they're like, why should we give you your job? Like, why should you keep your job? He's like, I drifted there, you know, like I drifted
Slayton, and I drafted Saquon, I drafted
and they're like, you can't just tell us all the top draft picks you drafted. What are some of the later rounds that you've like scouted out and you know what you're talking about? Which and stuff. He's like, I drafted Darius Slayton like in the fifth round. It's interesting.
Holmes. He could go Holmes there. He could
Holmes?
No, I'm saying like he could
people
use that as leverage.
I will say this, I think other than Andrew Thomas, I think he hit on a lot of the picks last year. I think he had a good draft last year.
Yeah, I agree.
McKinney didn't play, but they got McKinney, they got Holmes. Tay Crowder had he was a seventh round pick. He had a few nice plays.
God, Tay Crowder, I totally forget about it.
Seventh round, the last pick in the draft. Carter Coughlin and Cam Brown, they both played. Like, they were both solid. They weren't great, but they played. I'm sure there were like other, and Matt Pert was like a decent pick, but like other than, and Andrew Thomas is still like okay, I guess, but I thought he had a good draft last year. If he can do that again this year, like hit on at least the guys play and like play a role, that would be a good draft. All right, so
we're clearly
excited for Thursday.
I'm so excited.
We'll do another episode next week to recap basically the first round, but all the picks the Giants make and everyone makes, and we'll kind of react to it. But the draft starts at pick three.
Draft starts at pick three.
All right. Go blue.
Go blue.